Guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm so grateful to be able to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening our hearts and our minds up to God speaking to us through Scripture. I will read a piece of Scripture a total of 4 times, and each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. During these times of quiet, you will be invited to respond to either an aspect of the reading or else how it just seems to be relevant to you in your life right now. Our goal is not so much to cognitively understand the Scripture, but simply open ourselves up to God speaking to us through the Scripture. So now let us open our hearts and our minds to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems to jump out at you, that just seems to be meaningful or relevant, whether you understand why or not. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When Jesus' mother, Mary, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, an upright person, unwilling to disgrace her, decided to divorce her quietly. This was Joseph's intention, when suddenly the angel of God appeared in a dream and said, "Joseph, heir to the house of David, don't be afraid to wed Mary. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She is to have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, salvation, because he will save the people from their sins. All this happened to fulfill what God has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth, and the child will be named Emmanuel, a name that means God with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of God had directed. Hear this reading now a second time, and during the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase is meaningful to you in your life right now. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When Jesus' mother, Mary, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, an upright person, unwilling to disgrace her, decided to divorce her quietly. This was Joseph's intention, when suddenly the angel of God appeared in a dream and said, "Joseph, heir of the house of David, don't be afraid to wed Mary. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She is to have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, Salvation, because he will save the people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill what God has said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and give birth, and the child will be named Emmanuel, a name that means God with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of God had directed. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be inviting you to do or to be in response to this word or phrase. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When Jesus' mother, Mary, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, an upright person, unwilling to disgrace her, decided to divorce her quietly. This was Joseph's intention, when suddenly the angel of God appeared in a dream and said, "Joseph, heir to the house of David, don't be afraid to wed Mary. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She is to have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, Salvation, because he will save the people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill what God has said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and give birth, and the child will be named Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of God had directed. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit silently in the presence of God or to pray to God. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When Jesus' mother, Mary, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, an upright person, unwilling to disgrace her, decided to divorce her quietly. This was Joseph's intention. When suddenly the angel of God appeared in a dream and said, "Joseph, heir to the house of David, don't be afraid to wed Mary. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She is to have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, Salvation, because he will save the people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill what God has said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and give birth, and the child will be named Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of God had directed. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the many ways that you speak to us, lead us, teach us, and guide us. May we be open to your voice, and may we do as your bidding calls. And it is in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.